Hey, you know what time it is. It is definitely your boy, DJ Fluff 313. This is another episode of Perfect Moments. Look at that. Look, I told you I was gonna have another title. Perfect Moments. That's what we're just going to call this. I hope nobody else have that. That'd be real sucky. I didn't even look it up. I just do stuff sometimes. You know how the Joker said in the movie Batman? See, I just do things. Sometimes I feel that way. And with certain things like Anchor, which I love this app, it just feel like sometimes I'm just doing things. You know what I'm saying? So, with that being said, I am in the vehicle right now. So, if you do hear car sounds and everything else, just ignore that and just pay attention to me. Sound good to me. So, this episode, I was thinking the other day, I said, you know what? I got a lot of graffiti stories and a lot of DJ stories and a lot of just life stories. It's the funniest thing ever. And a lot of them, very entertainment. But I guess that's sometimes that's my power of life. I can just go ahead and tell a story or two. And, you know, it'd be true. I wish I was lying, but I mean, no, actually, I don't wish I was lying. I wish some of it was fabricated, because it probably would have been a better night if some of it was fabricated. But, nope, tell you 100% of the truth. So, this time, I think I'm going to definitely hit you off with one of my DJ stories real quick. And we're going to go, I think we covered what my boy had. All the stuff in the world for his 2-year-old daughter. So I think we're gonna go with some old crazy story. Okay, we're gonna go. Matter of fact, let's go with 3 because these are kind of short. You know, you don't want to hear about the weak parts. You want to hear about the side parts. So without further ado, DJ Fluff stories. Here we go. Okay, so one day, me and my Uncle Dave. You don't know who my Uncle Dave is. He used to go by Rap Master, Scratch Master Dave back in the day. He the one taught me how to DJ. I'm gonna have to give you that story again later too. So me and him, we had a party to do. It's kind of crazy because he just came over my house and grabbed my speakers. So he's doing this party now. I have a meeting later on today. I can't do the party. That day we had a party, and you know we doing a little regular hip hop music, whatever, and you know stuff like that. Okay, so we playing. Play a little hip hop music, and baby girl, the older lady, the owner of the house, because this is even worse. Nah, we on the east side of Detroit, that's one. We had a house, that's two. It's outside in the yard, that's kind of 3. They do got a privacy fence, but that don't mean nothing. You gonna hear the music, whatever. And in Detroit, when people hear music on the block they live on or the block they close to, they like, shoot, that's like family, cuz let's go get a free meal. It's their entertainment. See what type of females over there. So, that's what they do. Okay, regular stuff. So, got the party going. And the lady came through and said, all right, yeah. So, yeah, I got this for the kids. It's a high school party. My baby graduating. The daughter's graduating. Okay, cool. And what ends up happening is, got the party going. Still doing the thing. Okay, now, it comes a point in time. At this party, she like, I have these alcohol beverages for these high schoolers. Dum dum dum. Hold on. You got okay, so she got coolers and coolers of it. You know what I'm saying? She got a bar out there. Dang. I just rolled past some people and that's one of my homeboys right there. He's getting arrested. That's the crazy thing about Anchor. You can just see random stuff, especially when you're driving. Okay, so she got coolers of liquor, and she got this, and got wine coolers. And I'm thinking, like, maybe it's going to be some adults, and they're going to get done. But no, she perfectly said, yeah, these is for the kids again. Huh? I'm like, oh, come on, bro. Later on comes to the party, a couple hours later. So, party gets popping. People is there. Everybody enjoying themselves. All the young cats is sipping. And too many people sipping. It's like, dog, you can't give these kids, you know what I'm saying? They already crazy as hell. Now, back then, we was playing Lil Jon and stuff. So, it's like, want to get stumped in the club. You know what I'm saying? All this stuff. And you're basically playing all this crazy music. And they young, full of energy, full of spunk. And you mean to tell me you're going to give them alcohol on top of it? Now, this was the funny part about the whole story. Somebody gets the blazing weed in the middle of where the dance, where everybody dancing at. In the middle, like right by the DJ booth. And we smell it, but we ain't saying nothing. Because, I mean, you know, I experienced that already. It's like, okay, that's kind of normal in the party, drinking weed, whatever. So, she like, can I see your mic? Let me see your mic. I'm like, huh, here you go, you know what I'm saying? So she snatched the mic, mad at everybody in the world. We like, what's going on? Yeah, whoever the F is smoking weed in here, they need to go to F home or get, you know what I'm saying, or put that S out. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to be clean today. So she complaining about the weed, but not complaining about giving teenagers, oh, they not even buying drinks. They giving them away. Giving teenagers liquor. But you, and we outside, basically in a backyard and a side yard. They had both of them connected. It was a big yard. Privacy fence, everything. So it's me, my uncle, my Uncle Dwight was there too. So my Uncle Dwight drinking a beer, and he like, dog, did she really just say, nephew, that they better stop smoking weed? When I see little niggas out here drinking E&J and drinking Ciroc, but they can't smoke weed. I'm like, I don't know what's going on. I'm like, I just hope it ain't no stuff go off. You know how the story is going to halfway end, right? Okay. So, with the story getting elevated, I am literally taking the filters off. Oh, no. My mouth is potty mouth right now. So, with that being said, I hope it ain't nobody from my church listening. All right. So, look, peep me out. What ends up happening? I'm going to just go ahead and hit you with the real shit for real. Off real. Okay. What happens is, niggas got to fight. Okay. They got to fighting. They got to throwing stuff. Everything going down. See, in a fight, me and my uncle, we know that we don't want our equipment to up. So we've set our speakers a certain way where we can just throw them down on the ground real quick so nobody will knock them over and break them. And then we'll take the laptop, the main thing. Then we'll take the DJ controller. You know what I'm saying? Cool. Easy peasy. Just hope nobody to mess up our amp. Now, I'm telling you, I wish I was lying with some of these stories. Okay. So they fighting and they throwing stuff and everything else. My man's, this was the funniest part ever in life. My man's tried to jump over the fence. I didn't know this stuff can travel. Now, as he tried to jump over the fence, they fighting so hard and we in the middle of it. We still at the DJ booth putting stuff up. So I look up when my man's trying to jump over the fence. One dude is trying to tase everybody in there. You know it's a taser because you can hear it. It's My man's trying to jump over the fence. Guess what? I guess the nigga with the taser was a little smart. He tased the fence. Oh my God. Look, y'all about to make me crash this car. But hold on. He tased the fence. When he tased the fence, the guy shook like a fish for 3 seconds. When he fell on, he fell. Because he was like flipping over the fence at the time. What the hell was that? He was flipping over the fence at the time. And literally, when he flipped over the fence, he shook for a minute and got up. Ran anyway. My man jumped over the fence and chased him down the alley. So as that going on in the front, baby girl like, hey, no, hell no, we ain't the owner, the lady, we ain't about to have all that. I don't know what's wrong with these little niggas. And me, in my head, I know exactly what's wrong with these little niggas. You gave little niggas some liquor, alcohol, and gave them tons of it. Not a little of it, a lot of it. I mean, it was a lot. It was coolers after coolers. Wine coolers. Straight liquor bottles. It was so much that each and every table in there, basically, they had drinks. So, after a while, they just got loose and crazy and everything else. Now, we off right off Gratiot. But it still don't matter. East side of Detroit, west side of Detroit, you give young cats some liquor and a little bit of oil, you know, what's going to happen. You know what's going to happen. So, continue with my story. I got to my destination home. Let me park. And as we continue with this story, Nah, let's do some more funny parts because it's a very interesting story. Okay, turn the car off. What ends up happening as they fighting? Somebody gets to shoot. Trust me, it still ends with a happy ending. No one gets shot. No one get grazed. They get to shooting in the front. The girls and I, some random girls and I, run to the back little dip behind the garage. Now it's a little area behind the garage. They had like fire, like little wood or something back there, and it was covered with a tarp. And you know what I'm saying? They fell back there first, right? So I'm trying to run up out of there with the laptop in my hand, right? Boom! I fall all on the females. Now I'm not the smallest fella, but the fact is, like, I'm falling on them. They barely dressed any damn way. So my hands all on boobies and cheeks and legs and everything else. And I halfway forget where the hell I'm even at and what type of dangerous situation it is. In my other hand, I got a laptop. And it's on top of my stomach. And they like, it's so much shooting going on that they literally hiding under me. So I don't know what to do. Am I a bulletproof vest that's filling on some titties? Or what am I? I don't know what's going on. It's just a lot of stuff. And I see my Uncle Dave and I see Uncle Dwight. And they both of them is ducking by the table. They got all the stuff off the table. I got the laptop. My Uncle Dave gets to screaming, "Hey, where the laptop at? Oh, hell no, we get up out of here." Nah, if you're DJing and everything else, please collect your money at the beginning of the party when you show up and everything else. Not in the middle, not at the end, right there in front before you even get to unhooking. So, only thing that sucks about that is if you miss the piece at home, they're going to want a little bit of deposit. So, give them $40 back or something like that. That's just me, especially if you hold the party up. But, back to the story. Okay, so after a while, I get up. I feel like I done went to the strip club feeling on these girls. And did, but it felt bad because at first I thought they was young. No, they wasn't young. These was like the bigger cousins of them. I was feeling like, oh, snap. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel a little disgusted. I feel like a R. Kelly over here, even though I shouldn't even say that. But it feel bad. But I wouldn't purposely getting my group on. I wasn't getting my group on. The fact was, I was just falling over them, and I fell all into, you know, but I found out they was college students. Them was college students. They was bigger cousins of the girl. Okay, what ends up happening another time is, my man's, the uncle, their uncle, supposed to have been the security guard. Now, we got a little issue. He like, yeah, he pull out his gun. I'm like, oh man, you know what I'm saying? I'm thinking he was shooting at them. No, they were shooting at him. Now they got holes all in the privacy fence. No one's hurt. It's just holes in the privacy fence and little holes in the bricks. Okay, so my cousin, you know, my uncle, he said, yeah, we about to dip. We gone. We about to leave. So I'm like, all right, let's go. Let's go. Let's get up out of here. I can't do this no more. Niggas getting tased and shaking like fish. People shooting, and random girls got me pinned in the corner. I couldn't get up, and I'm sexually harassing them. It was not on purpose, but it was just like it was just everything was everywhere. It was just crazy. So, with that being said, my uncle Dwight said, "Yeah, we about to dip. We about to go." Threw the stuff in a truck. My uncle had a truck. Where the laptop at? I got the laptop. Next thing you know, the mama come, and she says, "Oh, I got my gun too." Right when she said that, why the police show up? "Ma'am, what the, ma'am, put it on the weapon." She's like, "This is my motherfucking house. This is my motherfucking house. Put down the weapon." She put the weapon down. She put her little hands up and everything. They're like, "What's going on? We heard about random shootings and all this other stuff." They're like, "Can y'all let the DJ out?" "Uh-uh, everybody stay here. What's going on?" "Well, first of all, they were smoking weed in here and such and such and such and such and all this other stuff." Later on, she was saying they were smoking weed and everything else in the party. Later on, the cop said, "Well, who was drinking all this liquor? There's liquor on every table. This is a high school party. And why is the liquor on each and every table?" We was leaving at that time. Right then and there, they opened up the little thing. So, them couple of police cars opened up, and the DJ is bouncing up out of there. Moral of the story, look, man, I'm going to tell you this. Hey, look, if you were DJing any type of hip hop music, rap or whatever, no, I'm gonna call it rap because that's not hip hop. This new age rap stuff, and it's even worse now. You DJing this, and you at a high school party, or an icebreaker, which is even worse than a high school party. It's a big high school party, but it's all random high schools. It's horrible, especially in the inner city. Be careful. Bring you a bulletproof vest. Why not? Let me tell you why. And matter of fact, don't even do it. What you gonna do it? Just know that your options of survival, it's a percentage. It's a percentage there. And it's crazy because I'm not lying. It's bad to the point of that I wish that people could just all get along. Like, why is it a fight at this random party? I'm guaranteed it was probably liquor. But it's still crazy Negroes all the time. Now I'm just complaining because the fact is, I've been in too many little dangerous spots that it's just like, it's ridiculous. Now, I spent 16 minutes on that right there, I'm going to give you the next DJ story of DJ Fluff when I was DJing rap music. These DJ stories, I wish they was fake. It was the craziest thing. And on another news, I am definitely working on my DJ Fluff 313, first album to really hit Spotify and all the major record things. All right, I'm working with Titan Records now, and I'm having a good damn time working with Titan Records. We are really, really putting foot to booty on these album, foot to ass, basically on this album and other albums also. If you want more details on that, I'm about to finally update my website and tell about this album and everything else. I'm sorry about not updating certain things. I just really been busy. Plus, I had a little bit of a tragedy, something happening not too long ago. So, I'm just not getting back to the people. So, with that being said, I'm trying. Everybody else is trying. We're just trying to cope with certain things. Basically, you know, putting two and two together to make three, you know what I'm saying? Not two and two together to make four, but we're making three out of it. We're missing something, you know what I'm saying? So, with that being said, this is your boy DJ Fluff 313, and I will definitely see y'all soon. Please follow me on Instagram, DJ Fluff 313, I think it's all one word, and Twitter. So, I'll definitely see y'all later. Bye. This has been your boy DJ Fluff 313, and this is a perfect moment. I don't know what the else to call it after. I was about to say extravaganza. What the heck? But no, this has been a perfect moment podcast. That's what I'm gonna call it. That's perfect. All right, peace, y'all.